My name is Jim, and this is my wife, Diana, and Jake's wife, Victoria. Diana and I are the proud parents of our oldest son, Jake Bennett. Victoria is going to read some words.
My dear Jake, you already know everything I'm going to tell you, but I want you to hear that you are the best thing that ever happened to me. You're my protector, my wall, my loyal friend, my precious lover. Thank you for 8 years of beautiful and adventurous life we spent together. You're the pure soul I've ever met. Now and forever, I mourn our unborn children, our happy life together till the end of our time. My heart is broken. Please know how much I'm proud of everything you are and everything you have accomplished in this life. Jake is a hero, always was. He's an organ donor and keeps on saving people's lives and spreading his love around. My love, we're so much more connected than you know. I want you to find peace and be happy in your new life. I can't wait to see you again. Я люблю тебя, мой светлый, ласковый мальчик. Пусть земля тебе будет пухом. Forever yours, Victoria.
My husband Jim will now share a letter that Chris wrote to his brother Jake.
Dear Jake, I just wanted to thank you for being such a great big brother. I don't know what I would have done without you growing up. You always let me tag along and were never embarrassed about your little brother being around. I'm really sad that my son Hartley won't grow up to be with his uncle Jake. You were a better uncle to my son than I could have ever asked for. We are all lucky to have you looking down on us, and I find comfort in that throughout the day. I really love you, man, and I'm looking forward to when we can see each other again. Love, Chris. Now Diana's going to read some words that she wrote.
My fingers paused on that keyboard last night for a long time. How was I to write a eulogy for my son? What words do I have that can begin to describe my anguish? I love my Jake, my firstborn son. So many beautiful memories, so many hopes and dreams, and he fulfilled so many of them. He found and married the love of his life, his beautiful Victoria. What a blessing to know he experienced such a happiness in his life. Other hopes and dreams have faded and died, like the daylight as the sun dips below the horizon. Jake and I were very close when he was a child, but we struggled some in our relationship as he grew through his teens. As all boys have to do, he pulled away from his mom. And as many moms do, I clung tightly to my child, even while knowing I had to let him go, had to let him find his way. It was really hard. But he explored and grew. He fell down and got back up again, and matured, and then came back to me, but in a different way. He no longer needed a parent, but I was privileged to be his encourager. I couldn't have asked for a better relationship with my wonderful adult son. Jake, you found your way. What a glorious path you walked. I want you to know I love you exactly the way you are. I am so proud of you. There's nothing about you or the way you lived your life that I would change. You taught me that life is all about love, and I thank you for every lesson. These days of mourning are dark and sad, but I know the sun will rise again. We have a new hope for Jake, that he is dwelling in perfect happiness with our Lord and that we will be with him once again. I'm going to turn to the words of Canon Henry Scott Holland to describe what I've learned during this heartbreaking experience of losing our beautiful son. I chose this short essay because I can hear Jake's voice encouraging me through these words. Death is nothing at all. It does not count. I have only slipped away into the next room. Nothing has happened. Everything remains exactly as it was. I am I, and you are you. And the old life that we lived so fondly together is untouched, unchanged. Whatever we were to each other, that we are still. Call me by the old familiar name. Speak of me in the easy way which you always used to. Put no difference into your tone. Wear no forced air of solemnity or sorrow. Laugh as we always laughed at the little jokes that we enjoyed together. Play, smile, think of me, pray for me. Let my name be ever the household word that it always was. Let it be spoken without an effort, without the ghost of a shadow upon it. Life means all that it ever meant. It is the same as it ever was. There is absolute and unbroken continuity. What is this death but a negligible accident? Why should I be out of mind because I am out of sight? I am but waiting for you, for an interval, somewhere very near, just round the corner. All is well.
All right, just a forewarning, there's going to be some crying. So hang in there with me. First off, you know, we want to thank so many people for your support. This last week's been tough. We couldn't have done it without you. So I enjoyed coaching Jake when he was playing youth basketball. He was always our most talented player, and he loved being part of a team. He enjoyed having friends, and he made everyone feel special. These past couple of years, he's had a great time playing with the men's league out in San Marcos. You know, he wasn't embarrassed to have his parents come and watch his 28-year-old son play basketball. They were all really special to Jake. As we know, Jake is very intelligent, but he did not do well in high school academically because he did not have a direction, and I know there's some teachers in the audience that agree with me. This all changed soon after he met his beautiful wife, Victoria. She inspired him to improve in all areas of his life. We are so proud and cherish the conversations that we have with people we have met who knew Jake. He had no idea of the impact that he had on people. But you know, be comforted. He's here. He knows. He's around right now, and he sees it. Something that we've just discovered was that Jake was a wonderful house husband. He cooked. He cleaned. He even did laundry. Before he married Victoria, he was living with us, and he was always running out of clean clothes. Many mornings, I would go to my bedroom dresser and closet and not find what I needed. Needless to say, Jake had found his source of clean clothes. Well, Jake, now the tables have turned. I am wearing a pair of your socks. I really am. I'm not kidding. All right, today we are missing the goofy, lovable, awesome, physical Jake. But again, take comfort. He is here with us. In the mornings, I take my coffee out to a backyard patio that we have. It's a beautiful spot, has about 200 sections of broken concrete with little pebbles in between. Some of the concrete sections always have a few little pebbles on them. I enjoy taking a few minutes and kind of nudging them back into place. Every morning when I go back, after nudging them back in to where I started, there's a couple pebbles back on the concrete. I know that's Jake just messing with me. A big part of who I am is because Jake is my son. With his passing, I am going to strive, and I have already begun, to be the best possible version. Can't wait to see him again. Jake was a protector, we all know that, for all of us when he was physically here. Now he's our big angel in heaven, taking care of us. He's going to be that invisible hand that reaches down and saves a drowning child. He's going to be that stranger that shows up when somebody's stranded on a dark road. They're probably going to have him start saving puppies at the beginning, but I know he's going to promote very quickly. He is here with us now. We love you, Jake.